it's kind of cliche to talk about person-centered, but the model that I had referenced before, that circle of health, has the word me in the center, because truly for our patients and all our staff, we want that to be a constant reminder.
Aloha and welcome to Vapix Talk Story. This is our podcast where we inform and educate everyone in the Pacific on what's going on here at the VA. Today we have Jessica Spurrier. Aloha and welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Amy. Hafade talofa.
I'm so glad you could join us because, you know, the last time I actually saw you, we were walking on the beach and we were talking about how, you know, we're trying to do the whole health, practicing whole health even in our personal lives. So I'm glad we could talk about what you do for us at the VA. So welcome, Jessica. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much, Amy. I actually grew up in the area served by VA Pacific Islands. So as a small kid, I lived in American Samoa and spent much of my life on Guam. And now, of course, I've lived here for quite some time on Oahu. So I grew up out here, and Hawaii and the Pacific are definitely my home. So I feel thankful every day, like you said, to be able to walk on the beach and live here.
We are the ones that are lucky to have you here. So thank you so much for what you do for our veterans. And give me a little idea of your background and your path here to the VA.
Thank you. So I actually am a health educator by training. So I did that for a number of years in all kinds of settings with employers in higher education. But at a certain point, I really thought that I could help people even more if I went to nursing school. So it was actually a second career for me. And I became a public health nurse. And as part of that training, I had the fortune of spending some time at the VA on working on diabetes here in Hawaii, as well as on Guam. And at that point, I was humbled by my experience and really moved by the veterans that I was seeing be served by the VA. So at that point, I knew I wanted to work here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you do. I'm Filipina, and you know, no higher calling in my culture than being a nurse. And so what my family would do if I was a nurse. So thank you. I know that that is well needed. And the fact that you're an educator too, so you're able to share all that you know with our other nurses and our other healthcare providers here at the VA. So wonderful. So tell me a little bit about your job. What is it that you do for our veterans?
So at this point, I'm really happy to say that I've joined the whole health team. So I've worked in other areas here at the VA as a nurse, and I'm now in a position to support our staff as they do their work to serve the veterans. So my current role is called Employee Whole Health Coordinator. And basically, there's a recognition in healthcare nationwide and, in fact, worldwide, that if healthcare staff, employees, providers are not in good shape, we can't do our best work in serving our patients and communities and families. So that's my new role, and we're figuring out what all that looks like at the VA, but it's really exciting.
Fantastic. No higher. I'm telling you, we are the worst, right? How can we take care of our patients if we who work for healthcare aren't taking care of ourselves? We're not practicing what we're preaching. So I appreciate that. I know myself, I get stressed, and I don't, you know, I have to stop and actually learn to breathe. And I know that whole health talks about, you know, having a lot of the things to learn how to relax and manage your stress. So I appreciate that. I'm glad that you're doing that. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you're doing for our employees.
So we're very fortunate to have a lot of national support for whole health that serves veterans as well as VA staff. And what that looks like is, as you said, things that are related to managing stress. We know in recent years, staff have experienced tremendous burnout. But in all honesty, healthcare was struggling before COVID. So people were really pressed or spread thin, I should say, before COVID hit. And that just was a breaking point for a lot of people. So the circle of health, which is kind of the model that people might start seeing around related to how we represent whole health, has 8 different circles of self-care. So as you said, one of them certainly has to do with better management of stress. So most of us have a certain amount of stress in our lives, but it's how we manage our stress that can either foster or hinder our protection from things like heart disease or other real health concerns, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, etc. So we have these different areas that we focus on through whole health, again, for veterans as well as staff. And what that might look like in terms of activities or support, we have things like podcasts that you're doing on a variety of topics. We have webinars. We have materials going out through social media to let people know sometimes some simple steps they can take throughout the day to bring down their stress level, or related to eating, to snack a little bit smarter, etc. So it's not necessarily always doing a lot of big things, but finding things that work in your life based on your priorities and what matters to you, and starting to incorporate those things throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your life.
Just recently, I was on travel, and my vision was a little blurry. And I remember saying to a nurse who works for us, shout out to Denise Katruba, our women's health coordinator, who I feel like saved my life, because she says, let's take your blood pressure. Sure enough, my blood pressure was elevated. And I felt normal, all but the fact that my vision was a little blurry. I didn't feel like I don't know what high blood pressure is supposed to feel like. But because of that, I honestly went to the ER. She was just like, it's way too high. And sure enough, it was. And I've learned the sodium that I'm taking, or the foods that I eat, way too salty, right? Albeit that I walk, I really don't have a very active lifestyle. So I need to find ways of, so it's mind, body, spirit. I know our whole health is that, but simple things, right? Just drinking more water. I've just learned simple things, and I'm trying to be better at it. But it's things that you just don't know. You take for granted, right? Oh, I feel fine. I didn't realize that I was having high blood pressure, hypertension. And so she's like, you're in crisis. And so wants to really make sure that our veterans get, before you get to where you're in some kind of healthcare crisis, you know, do what it takes to prevent it. So that's what I'm learning, and I'm approaching 60 now, but it's never too late to learn these things. So what you're doing is so vital, so important.
Well, so I think you make a lot of really good points with your story. And first of all, I'm glad you're okay. And yes, shout out to Denise for sure, and all our folks doing that work every day. With whole health, we're still taking care of sick and injured veterans without question. And we're also supporting veterans who are doing okay to maybe do even better. So it really is, as you said, helping to support people wherever they are in their lifespan, in their journey toward their own optimal health. Some people are okay carrying a few extra pounds as long as everything else is going well for them. And then we might have somebody at the same weight who wants to start making some adjustments to their eating or their activity, as you mentioned. So we want to meet people where they are regardless, right? So that we can share information when they're ready and in a way that makes sense for them, and really customize. It's kind of cliche to talk about person-centered, but the model that I had referenced before, that circle of health, has the word me in the center, because truly for our patients and all our staff, we want that to be a constant reminder that we're not going to the grocery store with our veteran. We're not going to wake them up to take their medication if they fell asleep in the chair in front of the TV, right? We want to equip them with the tools that they need, the information and the support that they're looking for from us to live their best life, whatever that means to them in this moment. And likewise with our staff, we want to be supportive of our staff so that they don't live a completely separate life outside of work. So certainly our staff comes to work to do their job. They're not coming in to receive care. At the same time, they shouldn't have to set aside their self-care because it's the work day, right? So as you noted, it might be our staff taking the stairs instead of the elevator when they can, or taking a pause before a meeting starts to take a couple deep breaths and just kind of let the stress dissipate a little bit in that moment. We're doing a great job as an organization of building a little bit of a buffer sometimes between meetings that we never used to do. So people can actually go get a drink, as you said, get some water before they start the next meeting, et cetera. So we're starting to acknowledge on a system level nationally, and then all the way down to giving an individual kind of permission to, hey, your patient's here, but they're early. It'll be okay if you take 5 minutes to take care of yourself before you bring them back. That's really okay. But that's foreign for a lot of people in healthcare, right? To put themselves not necessarily ahead of their patient, but in line with their patient.
It's a lot like when you're flying in an airplane and they say to put your mask on first before you try to help others, right? It's that concept.
Absolutely, yes. And we've also recognized, and it's in fact in some of the whole health workshops that we do, this idea that where it's appropriate, in the right way and time, when we disclose a little bit to our patients to remind them that we also are following some of the same paths, then that really can build some trust and some good rapport with our patients. So not oversharing, but just what you shared with us today, Amy, and people can recall that in addition to being our public affairs officer, you're a person and you also are trying to navigate the grocery store and look for low sodium foods. It makes you very much relatable, right?
Well, here's where I'd like to share this. I was trying to do a plant-based diet, and so I didn't know that the packages of Beyond Beef were so high in sodium. And that's when I realized, oh no, I'm trying to be healthy, and yet Now I know to look on the labels of things, or just eat, you know, fresh vegetables, you know, because I was thinking, oh, this could help me, but then because of all the sodium. Anyway, just little things like that, paying attention to little things.
And it's hard. As you said, a simple trip down the grocery store aisle, right? And that's why we have registered dietitians, to help our patients navigate that. We have health coaches now, including soon for staff who want to work on their own health goals. So something in the example that you shared, and having worked in the diabetes clinic, sometimes people are managing blood pressure, cholesterol, weight. They have lots of things, and it can feel overwhelming. So as you said, whole health is about where we can, going back to less processed in general, fresher foods, because oftentimes eating a salad with some lean protein might be a good option for our cholesterol and our blood sugar and our blood pressure. But to get that accurate, up-to-date information that's personalized to us, we have dietitians on staff to support that. So whole health is really meant to include all the clinical staff we've always had, and then supplemental and support tools such as yoga, tai chi, acupuncture, etc. So it rounds out this comprehensive view of person-centered care without taking anything away.
That's fantastic. I know that Whole Health Month is coming up in April, but you know, we like to say here at the VA, we practice our whole health every day. But tell us a little bit about Whole Health Month.
So Whole Health Month is an opportunity for, as I said, on a national level, there's a lot going on. So we'll be highlighting some of those efforts. For instance, for staff, there will be some guided imagery opportunities in some of the other meetings and workshops that come up during the month of April. Whole Health will be acknowledge or incorporated. So as you said, the goal really isn't to think of whole health as a program or a finite, you know, period of time, but more incorporating this comprehensive, holistic approach to all the work that we do. So although we're saying that Whole Health Month is in April, we'll have webinars and things such as that, but really it's a reminder that, as you said, every time that you opt to get water in your water bottle as opposed to buying a soda, for instance, not that you're drinking soda, but that is a step toward your own whole health. Or as I mentioned before, if I opt to take the stairs or something like that, that is whole health. So whole health is not a class. It's not a program. It's a way of us shifting our culture to foster optimal well-being for our patients and our staff.
Oh, I love a good soda, but but I drink my water. I'm adding more water to that. So I'm just grateful that I'm having these guidances, right, of how better to be. You don't realize how little you drink during the day unless, like, I set an alarm for me to do these things, because sometimes I look up and the day has gone and I haven't eaten, or you know, my tour of duty ends at a certain time, and yet it's an hour later and I'm still working, and I'm thinking I need to be better, a little bit better at paying attention to, you know, drawing the boundaries, setting the boundaries of what's important in our whole health journey. So I Absolutely. Thank you. Is there anything, a number, like a takeaway, that if our veterans who are listening, how they can incorporate more whole health and where they can get started?
Thank you. Actually, we do encourage the veterans to initiate conversations with their care team, whether that's their primary care team, specialty care, if they're going to any provider within the VA or going to a nutrition class, or they come across someone in the lobby who's doing a table. It's great if they also initiate a conversation about whole health, because we're learning as well. This is a shift in the culture that the VA is making, but many people have been around doing their work for a long period of time. So this new way of focusing on the veteran as it relates to that circle of health, that might be new for us. So one recommendation might be to go to the VA's website. We have what's called a personal health inventory. Sometimes we call it a PHI. And basically that's a way to get started, exactly as you said, and we're encouraging staff to do this as well. So it basically encourages a person to look at what really matters to me in my life right now. So for instance, as I said, when I was in the diabetes clinic, my focus might be, while this patient really needs to start taking their insulin, but the patient might be worried about their grandchildren not having consistent daycare access. So their focus isn't necessarily on that insulin, but we could have a conversation about them better managing their blood sugar through medications and some other things recommended by their care team, that then would allow them to be there to care for those grandkids. So it's kind of bridging the gap between what we're hoping to accomplish with our patient and what their focus is in the moment. So the PHI informs us what is most important to our veteran at that time, and then we can kind of see how their health ties back to that priority. Oftentimes it's family, for instance, and we can talk to our veteran about how following up on a procedure or getting a screening might support that relationship with their family and their desire to stay healthy, so that they don't rely too much on the family to take care of them, you know, in the future, et cetera. So the PHI tool, Personal Health Inventory, allows us to understand a bit more about our patient. And it also gives the veteran an opportunity to really think about these things. How is my life going right now, physically, emotionally, and just overall, and what matters most to me right now, and where do I want to put my energy? So again, if using a diabetes patient as an example, I might give them all kinds of information on eating for diabetes, but maybe they really want to focus on increasing their physical activity. So it's best for me to better understand the focus of the patient so I can really start with where they are. Not to say we wouldn't talk about eating, but let's start with the priority of the patient.
I like that. And it's so true because I know that some things are hard to give up and some things are hard to change. And just having options exactly. is always good. So I appreciate what you're doing. And I hope our veterans who are listening, if you're not registered for your VA healthcare, please call 1-800-214-1306 for your VA benefits and healthcare that you have earned. Aloha. This is Amy Rolfs with VA Pacific Islands Healthcare System. Thank you for joining us. Until our next time. Aloha.